Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When I was 19, I worked for a small town pizza delivery company near my house. I worked here as a means to save up money while I was in college. I live with my parents, so I didn't have many expenses.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings, you look for deals, you wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I was able to live fairly frugally and save around 80% of my money, which was nice. After a couple of months of working there, the manager quickly gave me a promotion. He really liked my work ethic, but of course, with a raise comes more responsibility. Instead of just making the pizza, I was now responsible for picking up the phone, and sometimes doing dishes and even delivering the pizza myself. I actually enjoyed delivering pizza. That was my favorite part of my job, because it barely felt like I was working. Most nights I would walk away with $75 or more in tips, plus my $12 an hour wage, which wasn't horrible for the time being. I enjoyed driving around and listening to music while doing my deliveries. I've always known it was a somewhat dangerous job, especially delivering at night in unfamiliar areas, in either a rough part of town or in the middle of nowhere. Sometimes, unfortunately, you also run into the non-tippers, or people that try to make your life a living hell. I was pretty stoic though, and I was very good at keeping my composure when things like this would happen. However, this night in particular was something else and caught me off guard completely. There was a man that would call our restaurant every so often, and he would always say something weird, but then he would hang up right after. Sort of like a prank call. One time he said he was going to bang my mom, and another time he asked me how my skin tasted. We always knew it was him because of the caller ID, but we weren't allowed to block him. Company etiquette, I guess. Eventually, I just stopped answering his calls altogether. After some time, he stopped calling, thankfully, but he called again months later, and I picked up the phone. Right away, I recognized his voice and realized who I was talking to. Except this time, he said he actually wanted a pizza and he wasn't being weird like usual. He even apologized to me and said that he won't do it again and that he just wants a pizza fair and square. He even said that he will tip the driver we send out, $30, in an effort to apologize. Unfortunately, I wasn't really allowed to say no to a customer anyways, My manager wasn't there, and he had just left a few minutes before, and I wasn't going to send one of the teenagers out there in the middle of the night to deal with this creepy guy, so I decided to do it myself. I didn't think anything would happen to me, and I thought I could hold my ground. I took his order and I wrote down his address. When the pizza was done, I stepped in my car and off I was to his house. The closer I got, the more I realized that maybe this wasn't a great situation to be in. I got this sinking feeling inside that felt like disparity. It was about a 12-minute drive or so, which wasn't too far, but it was, however, right on the county line. If it would have been another mile away, it would have been out of our delivery range. I knew I had to deliver this pizza, and it was too late to turn around. I turned onto the dirt road, and before I could fully realize what I was getting myself into, I was at the house. I stopped and stared at the creepy tall white house for a minute. It was pitch black, with not a single person in sight, nor a sign of life at all. I got out of my car, and when my headlights shut off, I could barely see anything in front of me. Thought about leaving the pizza on the porch, but I knew that wasn't proper and could look bad on the company. Plus, I remembered the $30 tip that he promised. Before I even knocked, the door swung open and creaked the whole way. It was a bald man, middle-aged, probably around 40 or so.
"Hey Josh, nice to finally meet you,"
the man said. How did he know my name? I stopped and stared and realized he probably read my name tag on my shirt. Still, it was extremely creepy given the circumstances. "Your total is $23.22, sir." He looked at me for a prolonged period of time with a creepy smile on his face before saying,
"Okay."
That was all he said. I was waiting for him to hand me the money, but he was just looking at me with his soulless eyes. Then, that was right when he said one of the most uncomforting things that anyone has ever said to me.
"Has anyone ever tried to hurt you before? You know, while doing these deliveries?"
he asked. I looked at him with confusion and said, "No, what do you mean?" "Oh, nothing," he exclaimed. "I just wondered. There are a lot of weirdos out here, so you never know." His grin became wider, like his devilish plan was about to unfold. I got a surge of energy and paranoia that bolted from my chest, and I told him that I had to leave before getting my tip or even giving him his change. I ran to my car, and just then, I heard footsteps to my right approaching me from the distance in the darkness. Luckily, I was faster than them, and I made it to my car safely. I looked behind me as I slammed my door shut and turned the car on. There were two grown men standing right in front of my car, and one of them had a baseball bat in his hands. They both had ski masks on. I beelined out of there and never looked back. As I was backing out, I ran over a man that I hadn't seen yet that was also wearing a mask. I have no idea if he lived or not. Maybe I committed manslaughter that night. I'll never really know. Nobody at the restaurant believed me about this story besides one of my good friends, Jimmy. So I ended up quitting a few days later. When I got home that night and told my parents, we called the police and those people were gone. The house was vacant, and I genuinely believe whoever those people were planning on murdering me, or worse. I don't want to even think of what's worse than that, but selling my organs on the black market isn't completely out of the question now, is it? I remember one of the most traumatizing moments of my life, like it was yesterday. It all started on a normal Saturday. I worked as a pizza delivery driver for just shy of 2 years, but I quit the very same night all of this happened.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As a teenager, my friends and I used to be those neighborhood degenerate kids that every neighbor would hate to have. I'm only barely being harsh on myself because it's the truth. Sometimes we would ding-dong ditch the houses a few streets over, and sometimes we would do the same house more than once on the same nights, just to see if we could get a better reaction. Well, there was a man named Mr. Johnson. He knew most of us kids and wasn't very fond of us. He knew what we were up to in the neighborhood, I think. Probably the same degeneracy he was up to as a young boy as well. I'm sure he thought we were the ones knocking on his door all those nights, but he really didn't have the proof, so things were always forced to stay civil between us. I always wondered if he had a hunch. We messed with him multiple weekends that summer and never got caught. Well, fast forward to September of the same year, I was working my usual night shift delivering pizzas. When I got an order for a simple cheese pizza, I noticed that it was the same street as my parents, in the same neighborhood. But what I had no clue was that the order was for Mr. Johnson's house. It wasn't until that I was halfway down the street that I realized who the order was for. The name was under Mark, which had to be Mr. Johnson's first name, I assumed. I swallowed my pride and hoped he wouldn't recognize me. I knocked on the door and waited, with every second feeling like the time was standing still, when finally, the door swung open. In an instant, Mr. Johnson was towering over me and I got a huge whiff of what his house smelled like. There was a very off-putting smell coming from that house. It smelled like garbage.
"Hello,"
he said with a creepy smile rubbing off his face. I took a step closer and he hunched over to whisper something in my ear. I could now smell his breath, which smelled like rotten eggs and stale cigarettes.
"If you ever come back here, I will kill you," he said. "And the same thing goes for your stupid little friends."
And then he patted me on the back and gave me a $50 bill, which covered the pizza and added a generous tip. I didn't say anything. Our eyes locked together, and I think he got the hint that I understood him loud and clear. After I got in my car, Mr. Johnson was standing right where I saw him last, and he was staring me down. I bolted out of there, but not before noticing him lifting his shirt up, which revealed a gun tucked in his pants. He then pointed at me with his hand in the shape of a fake gun and pretended to shoot me and started laughing. I was too nervous to tell my friends about what happened, as they would probably make fun of me for being scared. And I knew that would only make them want to mess with him more. And I was right, because a few weeks later, I ended up telling them. We were all hanging out, when they all decided it was time to go out and egg some houses, including Mr. Johnson's. I was worried about all of our safety, so I had to tell them. I ended up getting into a huge argument with my friends, and they sort of laughed at me and called me a pussy like I thought they would. But they don't understand the seriousness of this man. And neither do any of you listening. He was a very scary man, and he was a lot bigger up close. He had some muscle on him, and he looked like a neo-Nazi. A man that doesn't fuck around, let me put it that way. I didn't want to find out, so I stayed home that night, and I stayed in any other time after that. Since my friends keep messing with Mr. Johnson, I'm just worried that he's going to think I have a part in it. I don't go outside by myself very often in my own neighborhood, because I'm worried I will run into him. I told my parents, and they said I deserved it for being a dumbass, which might be partially true, but I don't think I deserve to die. Although I feel guilty for what I did, I like my life and would like to continue living it. Maybe I'm the asshole. I was unemployed and desperate. My fiance was sick and we just had a newborn. It was up to me to bring some money in that we needed badly. I had a good job at General Motors, getting paid quite well, but I was laid off and eventually fired completely. I searched and searched for any job that would hire me.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And after a couple of days of walking into every restaurant in town, I got myself an interview. It was at a small local pizza place in my small town that I grew up in. I loved this place growing up, so it was going to be cool to see how the food was made after all these years. They needed a driver, and I of course accepted. I got the hang of everything quickly, as the job really is as simple as it sounds. I didn't even have to make the food, unlike what I expected. My one and only job was to take the pizza to the customers and keep a polite mannerism while doing so. The money obviously wasn't great, but it paid the bills, which was the most important part. I worked here for maybe 5 months, and nothing bad really happened until the last week that I worked there. I put my 2 weeks in after this incident and ended up leaving before the 2 weeks were even up. I got an order for a pizza, and just like normal, I got in my car and headed that way. Up until this point, the worst thing about being a pizza delivery driver for me, and the only horrific thing to happen, if you even want to call it that, was when the customer didn't tip, which happened at least twice a night. On average, I would deliver about 10 or so pizzas a night, and there was always that one guy or grouchy woman who wouldn't tip. It sucked, but it was just part of the job. I'm pretty sure what I experienced this night was far more horrific than a mean troll of a woman not tipping every once in a while. The house was in a rural area, which definitely added a sprout of creepiness, but also curiosity. I pulled into the driveway and I couldn't see the house. There were trees all in the front yard and I was starting to get nervous. It doesn't sound scary, but I've heard horror stories that start out like this before. And little did I know, I was about to become one of those stories. I crept up the driveway until I saw the front porch. I stopped the car immediately and walked up there quickly, but also quietly. I knocked on the door, and then I noticed after waiting for a minute, there was a piece of paper with tape on it, on the ground, that looked like it may have fallen from the door, with $40 taped to the back of it. It said, "Please bring the pizza inside. Just set it right in front of the door." That's when I really started feeling queasy. I really did not want to do that, so I set the pizza down on the porch and went back to my car. I wish I would have just left like I was planning to, but I felt guilty for not doing what the note asked. So after debating with the devil and the angel on my shoulder for probably 5 minutes, I hustled out of the car and back up to the porch. I opened the front door and set the pizza down quickly. "Hello? Anyone there? Pizza's here." Nobody answered, but I heard something that spooked me, so I ran away. I went to close the door on my way out, but I left it cracked open by accident. There was a man that came trampling outside a few seconds too late. He was wearing all black clothing and a creepy old man mask. He had a large shiny object in his hand, which I assumed was a knife. I drove out of there as fast as I could, and my heart was beating through my chest. I had just escaped being murdered by only a few seconds. Okay, great. That just happened, I said to myself. I couldn't believe it. All those horror stories you hear growing up, and eventually something like it happening to you. It felt like the world was ending, even though I knew I was safe. I kept having nightmares back to that night when I was driving away from him. He would chase me down and ram me off the road. And then ultimately, it usually ended with him murdering me. This evil man has never been found as far as I know. Of course I called the police, but nobody owns a house, just like we all expected.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I was almost the victim of a horrifying trap. Always listen to your gut.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.